Well, you know, when you first start out a journey, everything in front of you is exciting. When I got out of Juilliard, I actually left Juilliard in my first semester. So the cred really comes from getting in, right? I didn't have a
There's
whole lot of cred from the training.
no
But
small
I got a
task.
job, and it was a pre-Broadway tryout, big musical. I got my equity card. I got a great agent. And it was the beginning of this really exciting career. And I stayed in New York for a little while and then went to Los Angeles at the bidding of my agents, who said, "Oh, you should go to Los Angeles. You're going to work a lot." And they were right. I did. And I did small parts on television, you know, some co-star parts and then guest stars, and worked my way up till finally I got, you know, some very large TV movie parts, including Richard Carpenter and the Karen Carpenter story and a couple other ones, and then Doogie Howser and then Party 5. And so I had a really lovely career. What I loved, though, was being on stage. And I gave that up to, in some ways, to go to Los Angeles and make my mark in film and television. So every once in a while, I would get permission from my agents to go on to go do a play, and whether it was off Broadway or in some awesome regional theater, that's what I loved. And what I really found that drove me was the idea that you're on stage and you're having a conversation with the audience. You're telling this story. And it happens as well on film and television, but on camera is removed from that energy that happens between the performer and the audience. So what I really loved was not so much, I mean, I love being an actor and I love being on stage, but I really love the conversation. I really love the communication. So around about my middle 30s, I was starting to feel like I wasn't challenged enough by the film and television parts that were I was auditioning for.
Even though you were able to live
Oh,
from
yes.
acting.
I made a decent living, some years better than others, some, you know. But I wanted to have a life that was more challenging. I wanted to get
Oh,
up.
my goodness, Mitchell. What could be more challenging than
Yes,
auditioning all
no,
your
you're right.
life?
You're absolutely right. That is a huge challenge in and of itself. However, there were many days where there weren't any auditions. You know, there were many days that you'd get up in the morning, and because I was lucky enough that I didn't have to have another job, I would have to create my life.
So, with this very successful, popular career in acting with hit television shows, do you ever itch to go back to acting? Now there's a whole lot of filmmaking going on in
Yeah, right.
Atlanta.
I thought that I escaped Hollywood, but Hollywood seems to have moved to Atlanta.
They're stalking you,
They
Mitchell.
well, you know, we actually provide a lot of food for the production companies. But that's a really good question. I have a great affection and great relationships with several theaters in town, Actors Express and the Alliance in particular. And if I get the itch, I'm very lucky that I could pick up the phone and call either of them and say, "Do you have anything coming up that I might be right for?" And a couple years ago, I did this beautiful, beautiful play called Next Fall that was written by Jeffrey Knopfs, who's an old friend of mine. It was nominated for a Tony when it was in New York. And that was the last thing I did. I don't have any interest in getting an agent and putting my name and picture out there for film and television work.
You've
None at
changed
all.
stages.
You know what it is? I feel so satisfied with my life. And that is something, how great at 54 to be able to say. My ego is very well stroked by my daily life. And, you know, frankly, let's face it, being an actor is a lot about stroking your ego, especially on film and film and television, because, you know, fame has a certain appeal, right? I never really was interested in that aspect of it. So for me to even put my name in the hat and say, "Hey, yeah, I'm here, you know, Vampire Diaries, you want to hire me? That'd be great. Now, that being said, if somebody knew I was here and called me up and said, I have 3 days for you on this movie, I would do it in a heartbeat because it would be fun. But if they asked me to come in and audition, no way. I don't want anybody to tell me no anymore.
Oh.